sentimental ballads and emotional torch songs. Throughout the Second World War on BBC Radio, Evelyn enjoyed the same national recognition as the Forces' sweetheart Vera Lynn, who popularised such songs as We'll Meet Again and The White Cliffs of Dover. Like Vera, Evelyn was regularly employed by the BBC as a radio vocalist. She sang in a wide variety of programmes and shone a light to listeners throughout the dark, terrifying days of the war. Before the war, Evelyn had been one of the true pioneers of the booming cabaret age in the 1920s and 1930s. She thrilled audiences around the world, a black British diva who courted admirers and fans wherever she performed. Her mesmerising movie star looks, grace and glamour captivated those in her presence. Evelyn Dove's career reads like the stuff of soap operas, and it would go from strength to strength in the 1930s. She was a young adventuress who refused to be constrained by her race and English middle-class background. The public and press couldn't get enough of this rising star who, at the height of her fame, replaced Josephine Baker as the star attraction in a review at the Casino de Paris. In 1935, amidst the frenzy of public interest, she arrived in New York to appear in cabaret at the famous nightclub Connie's Inn. This rivaled the Cotton Club as a showcase for top black talent. Her travels then took her to Bombay, now Mumbai, India, where her cabaret act was greeted with applause by wealthy white colonials. It was here that a local journalist enthused, "She is superb. Face and figure, voice and melody, she has everything," has Evelyn Dove. "You see her, and you hear her sing, and you are taken back to a front row seat watching Blackbirds, or the Cotton Club, or Connie's Inn, or just anywhere in New York or Paris between midnight and the milkman." When the same journalist reviewed her opening night, he said, "Evelyn Dove didn't get just the big hand. She got an ovation, a roaring welcome that must have sent all the fish scuttling in terror out of the harbour just outside." Evelyn's extraordinary career was one of many highs and lows. As a contralto trained at the Royal Academy of Music, Evelyn hoped for a career on the concert platform or as an opera singer. But for a black singer of her generation, the world of jazz and cabaret was more welcoming. With the threat of a Nazi invasion over Europe, Evelyn faced restrictions on travelling abroad, but when the Second World War broke out in 1939, the BBC welcomed her. The warmth and sincerity in Evelyn's singing appealed to the British public, who found themselves under threat from Hitler and the Nazis. After the war, Evelyn enjoyed television stardom as one of the BBC's foremost star personalities of the new medium. Evelyn was the first black British woman to make an impression in the world of entertainment as a singer and as a star of revue, variety theatres, cabaret and the BBC. She ventured far and wide to Europe, India and America, but there were limitations. The world was not ready for a black British woman to make a success in show business on a grand international scale or to conquer America. This would not happen until Shirley Bassey, the Welsh chart-topper, was catapulted to fame in the late 1950s. Among Evelyn's possessions is a faded newspaper cutting from the 1950s announcing Shirley Bassey as a rising new star. Someone had sent it to Evelyn and written in the margin, "Do you know this person?" During her lifetime, Evelyn could only have dreamed of the success that Shirley aspired to and achieved in conquering America. I didn't become aware of Evelyn's existence until the 1980s. I met her friend, Isabel Lucas, for the first time in 1989 and began to learn more about Evelyn thanks to her. Isabel invited me to her beautiful home in Kingston-upon-Thames, Surrey, to interview her about her acting and singing career for a project I was working on. When she took me into her living room, I was immediately struck by a large and impressive portrait of Evelyn on her wall. "Oh," I exclaimed, "that's Evelyn Dove." Isabel reacted with enthusiasm. "You've heard of Evelyn?" She was surprised when I nodded, and before we started the interview, we spent an hour talking about the forgotten star. Isabel explained that Evelyn had been admitted to a nursing home some years ago and had passed away in 1987. In spite of her stardom, there had been no obituaries for Evelyn, not even in the Stage newspaper. Isabel told me that after the funeral, she returned to the nursing home to collect Evelyn's possessions and was shocked and upset to discover the trunks containing Evelyn's...